We're going to plow directly through our lengthy paper. What happens typically is that I write a paper. It's plenty enough. And then Michael takes my draft and writes another paper that's plenty enough and sticks his stuff in amongst mine in a way that it all makes sense. So we get something that looks fairly comprehensive, and it leaves us able to talk about relatively few of the matters we raise in the material, but we will go straight through it, page by page, skipping many pages. We won't double back, I think, but once, right at the very beginning. We're going to do a quick double back in order to make something fit better. But here goes. Michael has got the first slot.
Okay, I'm starting on page 4. The case is Yates versus United States. It's a case that probably won't affect many of you in your practice, but it is the only maritime decision of the United States Supreme Court. Some deference is due the Supreme Court, so we'll mention it. Yates was a commercial fisherman, and it turns out he wasn't being very careful about the size fish he was catching. And a state game officer came aboard with his ruler and measured, found out that some of his grouper were shorter than they were supposed to be. So he set them aside in a box and said, hold on to these until you get back to port. Well, he got back to port, and they measured the fish again, and miraculously they had grown. They were bigger than they had been before. And a crew member fessed up and said the captain had ordered him to throw the undersized fish overboard and substitute larger fish in their place, which everybody recognized that's a bad thing to do. And the question is, under which statute is he going to be convicted? The government went after him under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which has a 20-year sentence, rather than the criminal statute that would have given him a 5-year sentence.